Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Brock. I was just wondering if you have any available appointments in the morning any time this week.
Sure. What's going on with your pet?
Daffodil just needs a check-up. Her beak is overgrowing. A little bit overdue. I've just been really, really busy with a new aviary, and I've got that many rescues coming in.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Well, I can fit you in probably any morning except Friday, or there's sometimes on Saturday morning too. So, yeah, any morning is okay. Would you have a preference?
Okay. She's okay. Oh, you're a bear, aren't you?
Correct.
Yep. Okay, she's having issues with eating. I mean, she is eating. I'm grinding her food down. She's actually, she didn't eat any of her veggies that I cut up very thinly for her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not able to, she's getting food from the side of her beak.
Yep.
And she's trying to bite, but she cannot bite. So the tip of it's just really overgrown,
Sure. Well, probably tomorrow then. I think that sounds fun. I would definitely just offer her lots of soft food, like in a really deep dish as well, so she might be able to grab it better. Maybe crush up pellets or maybe make them larger. I think just try to do a few different things. But sometimes with these guys too, we'll actually offer them like bird formula.
Yeah.
As well.
She's her jaw. Because I mean, I think you are aware of Daffodil's.
Rosabelle, from memory.
Yeah, so she cannot open up her jaw, so she can't open her beak completely like any parrot.
Yep.
So that's why I thought I'll just ask. I mean, she's getting the food in and she's using her tongue on one side. She's mm-hmm. basically using one side. I was watching her Saturday morning, and that's when I thought, I'll better ring up Monday morning. Yeah.
Has she lost any weight? Have you weighed or anything like that? Or
No, I was going to weigh her this morning, but I've just been that busy. I've got 3 baby kakarikas and I've got a baby Kanye. Plus, I've got other rescues coming in because no one else wants their parrots. The mornings is just really, really busy, just non-stop before I have to go to work. So I'll weigh her in the morning.
Well, if you can bring her at 9, then we can just do the first thing straight away and we can have a look at
yeah.
the beak again and probably try. That should be pretty fine.
Yeah, because I wouldn't trust anyone else with that beak.
Yeah, it's a bit different, eh? It's all right.
Yeah, she's very fragile.
Cool. But Daffodil, booked in at 9 o'clock tomorrow to come in.
Okay, then no worries. Now, I won't be able to bring her in because I've got to go to work, but I've spoken to my neighbour. She is the only one that I would trust to bring her, she'll be able to bring her straight after she drops her son off at school. So she'll be there at 9 o'clock.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah. And will she need to go to sleep for that one?
It just depends. Sometimes we'll do it, sometimes we won't. But I would just say maybe just don't offer her soft food maybe for an hour or two before the procedure. That's probably just to be safe. That should be fine.
Okay, then. No worries. Okay, then. Thank you so much. I'll let my neighbour know, and she will have my card to pay for everything. So.
Cool. Sounds like a plan. We'll see Daffodil tomorrow.
Okay, thank you so much.
All good. See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.